A series of incidents in Alaska waters recently has prompted the Coast Guard to step up its campaign to get vessel skippers and owners to report when something goes wrong at sea. Petty Officer Sarah Francis in Anchorage.
Well, it's important that we receive notification of marine casualties so that we can provide oversight of correction of those casualties and maintain a standard of safety in the fleet.
The Coast Guard uses a broader definition of the word casualty than we might be familiar with.
Casualty is a term we use that applies to the failure of machinery, injury or death, loss of a vessel, or damage over a certain amount.
Francis says the Coast Guard has had several delayed reports of marine casualties from a few different vessels lately, which has resulted in the push for skippers and owners to step forward.
For example, we had a case last week with the fishing vessel U.S. Liberator that the master provided notification to his company, but the company didn't get it forwarded on to us in a timely manner. And during the interim, he effected some repairs to his vessel that weren't done correctly. And fortunately, there wasn't any further damage to the vessel or release of product because it was a fuel tank that was damaged. But there's the potential that it could have been much greater.
She says the Coast Guard wants to dispel the perception that just because a skipper reports a marine casualty, that they'll be hauled back to port.
Every case is evaluated separately, and it's a matter of how much risk there is letting the vessel continue to operate. On October 6th, the crew of the Kodiak-based fishing vessel Seabrook reported to us that they'd lost one of their main diesel engines due to a failed coupling, but they had two additional engines that were operational, so we weren't concerned that they would be dead in the water or unable to operate safely. There was sufficient redundancy in their system built in to warrant safe continuation of operations.
Francis says there are fines that range as high as $25,000 associated with failure to report serious mechanical problems.